Patriotic and Voice News, The Global Link.
Chiengi lawmaker criticizes UPND over unfulfilled promises, seeks re-election as independent. Godaza hails President Hichilema and opposition political parties for peaceful dialogue during delimitation process. And South Sudan tensions escalate as opposition retakes key stronghold. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. Independent Chiengi Member of Parliament, Given Katuta Mwelwa, has raised concerns about what she describes as the United Party for National Development, UPND government's failure to deliver on its campaign promises. Ms. Katuta says she backed President Hakainde Hichilema in the 2021 general elections with the hope that his leadership would tackle key development issues. Speaking in an interview with RCV News, Ms. Katuta, however, said areas such as road infrastructure in Chiengi have seen little to no progress since the UPND took office. Before the elections, President Hichilema positioned himself as a leader who understood the economic struggles faced by ordinary Zambians, said Ms. Katuta. She said there has also been little improvement in citizens' living standards, which she said she finds disappointing. Ms. Katuta has since urged voters in Chiengi and across the country to support her in the upcoming August elections, emphasizing her independent and non-partisan stance. She also pledged not to protect political cadres who break the law. The Workers' Compensation Fund Control Board has called on the nation to register under the association, emphasizing its position as a platform that compensates workers for occupational accidents or diseases. Speaking in an interview with RCV News at the ongoing Agritech Expo in Chisamba Central Province, Association Regional Manager North John Hampinda disclosed that the association recently opened 3 new branches across the country. Mr. Hampinda stressed that the new branches include Kasempa, Mamba and Chongwe, bringing the total number to 26 in all the 10 provinces, with Lusaka having 2. These services are provided and done at a branch in close proximity to such incidents, stated Mr. Hampinda.
So within a day, we can process it. If this person needs an evacuation from Ndola, for example, from Chinsari, he has to be taken to Osaka. The employer will not take that person. As long as he has reported and is complying with the law, they will report and we take that matter. Immediately we evacuate. We use the flying doctors now. If we can use an ambulance, if the case is not serious, we'll use an ambulance. And they return to good health. And these things are done there. So if there's an accident, they don't send an Ndola. Chinsari will handle the case there. Yes, you know, Kawamba will handle the case there.
Meanwhile, Association Manager Corporate Affairs and Customer Services, Kennedy Zulu, added that the association provides the constant attendance allowance which is given monthly to the affected individual. Mr. Zulu has therefore appealed to all workers and employers to register under the association, adding that there are a number of benefits in place beyond an accident.
So those that have been injured, those that have been disabled, is what he's talking about now, the aspect of caring for these. And beyond care now, we support them, because there are those now that are actually bedridden. So it's our mandate now as workers' compensation to say, how do we sustain the life of this person until the time that he expires? Right? So we need to offer support, human support. There are benefits like what we call constant attendance allowance, where every month we give allowances to the caregiver, to this person that is bedridden.
Governance and Development Advocate Zambia Godaza has praised President Hakainde Hichilema and all opposition political parties for the peaceful and cooperative manner in which the national delimitation process has been conducted. Godaza Executive Director Elias Mlenga further expressed satisfaction in the manner political players showed leadership and statesmanship. Mr. Mlenga commended President Hakainde Hichilema for allowing the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ to execute its constitutional mandate without executive interference. Respect for institutional independence is a cornerstone of democracy and sets a standard for the region and the international communities, said Mr. Mlenga in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Mlenga emphasized that the 70 additional constituencies recommended by the ECZ are therefore a product of collective political maturity, not a decree from one side. He has therefore called on the need to preserve peaceful dialogue in the country beyond the delimitation process.
The result is 70 new constituencies delivered without political violence or confusion in the country. This proves that Zambia's leaders can compete on policy, but cooperate on democracy. We urge that this spirit continues as we head for 2026 elections.
Muchinga Province Permanent Secretary Tuesday Walia has directed management at Chinsali District Hospital to expedite works on the improvement of the sanitation situation at the health facility. Dr. Walia says the poor sanitary conditions at the facility is raising serious concerns which need to be addressed with urgency. Speaking when he made a follow-up visit on the improvement of sanitation works at the hospital, Dr. Walia stated that patients deserve better sanitary conditions, stressing that the hospital management should always ensure that the facility is kept clean with running water at all times. He charged that the excuse of having inadequate manpower to work on sanitation was not valid and should not be used to delay works. Dr. Walia has since given the Chinsali District Hospital Management a 5-day ultimatum to complete all the works on the toilets and showers at the facility, including maintenance of the hospital surroundings. In African news, the United Nations Security Council was briefed on Friday of the worsening humanitarian conditions in South Sudan less than a week after opposition forces retook the strategic town of Akobo from government troops. The South Sudanese government has been fighting opposition forces since the 2018 peace deal broke down about a year ago. Akobo is one of the last strongholds of the opposition, led by Riek Machar, South Sudan's detained vice president. Coming up shortly, Iran says Strait of Hormuz is open but tracking shows few ships moving. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Make Christian Voice News your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Iran's foreign minister has said the Strait of Hormuz has reopened for commercial vessels, but added that ships should use designated safe lanes. Tehran has effectively blocked the key oil shipping channel since the U.S. and Israel attacked the country on 28 February. A ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran is due to expire on 22 April. U.S. President Donald Trump said a naval blockade of Iranian ports would continue until a peace deal was agreed between the two countries, but that it was a great and brilliant day for the world. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Independent Chiengi Member of Parliament Given Katuta Mwilwa has raised concerns about what she describes as the United Party for National Development UPND government's failure to deliver on its campaign promises. Governance and Development Advocate Zambia Godaza has praised President Hakainde Hichilema and all opposition political parties for the peaceful and cooperative manner in which the national delimitation process has been conducted. And the United Nations Security Council was briefed on Friday of the worsening humanitarian conditions in the South Sudan less than a week after opposition forces retook the strategic town of Akobo from government troops. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RCV News. My name is Chimba Chiloba. Stay tuned.
Limited is Zambia's newest telecommunications service provider with the fastest data connectivity, the widest fiber optic coverage, and the most stable and reliable network in Zambia. Fibercom is your internet kasuya.
Fibercom, your absolute connection.
They say what goes up